Hello and welcome to International Report. The Fringe Festival season will open this week on Friday, August 2nd in the Scottish capital. For the next 4 weeks, Edinburgh will be seized by a frenzy of culture with a mission to entertain but also educate and start conversations as Asa Samike-Roman will explore in a three-part series on this year's Fringe Festival.
In August, Scotland's capital transforms itself into the world's cultural capital. For an entire month, Edinburgh hosts some of the world's biggest and most renowned festivals, the International Festival, the Fringe, the International Book Festival, and the Art Festival. With thousands of events, shows, discussions, and exhibitions, there's something for everyone, but mostly, it's an incredible opportunity to get out of your comfort zone, experience new things, and challenge perceptions. Since 1984, this has been the mission of the Book Festival, the largest of its kind in the world. It's called a Book Festival, but it's about so much more than books. It's a festival of ideas and public democracy where the major debates of our time are tackled head-on, as Nick Barley, the festival director, explains.
Book festivals are a perfect place in which to think through the issues such as the environment. The Book Festival itself doesn't take a political stand on these things, but it provides a forum where people can discuss, people with different views, not just in order to disagree with each other and score points in some kind of old-fashioned debating way, but to really try to think through what we can do, how we can understand what's going on in a very, very complex situation. And so my job is to bring experts in particular subjects and offer up a conversation which includes the entire audience. So it's not simply a question of listening to an author and learning from them, but it's also that the author will learn from the audience as well. It becomes a genuine conversation, genuinely interactive, and everybody feels more intelligent and better informed at the end.
The Book Festival's theme this year, We Need New Stories, encapsulates this idea of challenging what we hold as self-evident truths, such as the necessity of economic growth.
We start from the idea that stories are much more than simply nice things that we tell our children before they go to bed. Stories are fundamental to the way that we understand the world. They're a part of our understanding they simplify a complex world around us. Capitalist society is predicated on the idea of constant growth. Is that really a story that we can continue to live with? Is it possible for economies to continue to grow and grow and grow? And yet our very economic society is built on that notion of continuous growth. I think we need a different way of understanding how humans can inhabit the world. And the rise of protest movements such as Greta Thunberg's school strikes and Extinction Rebellion in the UK shows that there's a demand for these different ways of looking at the world.
At the Art Festival too, the concept of new stories and storytelling will be at the heart of its programme of commissioned artwork called Stories for an Uncertain World. Festival director Sorka Carey spells out how this theme was chosen.
The theme has been very much led by this extraordinary moment that we find ourselves in. It feels like very well established world orders, geopolitical norms are being, majorly questioned. And also there's been major shifts in society and the way that we engage with each other, the real role that technology is now playing in our lives and the way that that's kind of changed the way that we live in unexpected ways. And of course, we have a very specific moment of an ongoing conversation here in Scotland and in Britain as a whole about Brexit. And as we began to bring together five artists to make new projects that reflected on that, we were very conscious that all of them in some way were really interested in ideas of narrative and storytelling. Storytelling, we generally associate it with literature, we associate it with words, but storytelling is really, I think, fundamentally is the way in which humans try to make sense of the world.
The Edinburgh Art Festival, based in the building of the French Consulate in Scotland, has become, since its creation 15 years ago, the biggest festival celebrating visual arts in the UK, with 300 artists of 25 different nationalities, some world famous, some upcoming. The festival has always been about stimulating visitors and starting conversations.
I think one of the great things about art of any form is that I think in its best expression, it's not about providing answers. It's more about providing a space in which we can collectively think together. And festivals, I think, are incredibly successful at doing that because they provide a very safe space where I think people come, they're prepared and open and ready and wanting new experiences. And they want to be challenged and they want to have the opportunity to encounter new thinking and new ideas. And there's something, I always feel like I like to use the word a safe embrace when I talk about a festival. I think we can provide a space in which people can come together and explore those new ideas. And, you know, that's what artists do in all art forms, I think.
Barry Churchwoods runs an Edinburgh-based production company called Civil Disobedience. Their work focuses on LGBT issues, but also gender, class, race and religion, as intersectionality is a vital part of fighting for equality. Civil Disobedience not only produces plays, but also organises panel discussions on these issues. Barry has created Jock Thompson's Bairns after a Scots phrase which means that all humans are equal. He explains what this show, one of the nearly 2,200 shows in this year's Fringe programme, is about.
It's an immersive queer club based on a story that I wrote 2 years ago about my upbringing in West Lothian in Scotland, which is a very deprived council estate, and the bystander effect. So looking at the idea that the more people who witness a crime, the less likely it is to be reported. So that's what it sounds like loosely. It's actually a riot. It's a lot of fun. There's loads of camp music, and we use open space discussion to chat with the audience about the themes in that work, but also we make sure that everyone's having a party night. So we kind of like sneak in our message, and that show ends with a provocation to go into the world and be better people, and we actually make the audience stand up and make a pledge.
Can art change people and lives? Barry believes it can, in the most unexpected ways, as Scotland is currently debating how to update its gender laws.
Art in general, whether it's visual art or theatre or music, is really important for educating people, but also just, you know, very subtly, subliminally changing people's attitudes. Courtney Act, who is one of the artists that we produced, was in Celebrity Big Brother, so that's a very, very mainstream thing. And she was having conversations on a national stage about gender, about the differences, the scale, the spectrum. In Parliament, when they were talking about the Gender Recognition Act, they were name-checking her, and they were using little, like, one-minute snippets, sound bites from Channel 5. And that's art in itself.
Reporting from Edinburgh, this is Assa Samaki-Romand.